This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for being here. My name is Bob Long, and it's that time to welcome our expert to the airways of Auto World, a gentleman with more than 25 years' experience as a lubrication specialist and one of the largest AMSOIL dealers in all of North America. We're so lucky to have Dan Watson along for the whole hour as usual. Dan, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, Bob.
Well, before we get into the questions, we've got, as usual, a bunch piled up here. We invite folks to call in to Mackenzie at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Before we get into that, is there anything that you'd like to discuss before we get into the questions?
Well, it's probably not something I like to discuss, but I think something needs to be said. I've been talking about, excuse me, I got a little bit of a bronchitis, but I've been discussing over the past couple months, I've brought up the topic and told people to be aware of basically glorified petroleum being sold as synthetic oil. Now, I want to be clear on this because I don't want people getting the wrong impression. I'm not accusing any company out there of doing anything illegal. Okay. Now, as many people know, sometimes there's a difference in what's illegal and what's really the right thing to do. When it comes to motor oil, we are given protection, if you will, from the government through the self-regulating organization of the American Petroleum Institute and the Society of Automotive Engineers. Now, the American Petroleum Institute, the API, they are responsible for establishing the classifications of oil. The current gasoline is SN+, and the current diesel is CK4. Now, those are classifications you find on the bottle. And the API works with the manufacturers in order to determine what testing is required to meet that classification. The Society of Automotive Engineers established the scale we use to say what the viscosity or thickness of the oil is. So we've got a couple of professional organizations, and they're set up there, and they give us some things to rely on. Now, as many now as going on 25 years ago, back in the late 90s, around 1995, there was a dispute between two of our big companies, Castrol Oil Motor Oil and Mobil Motor Oil, about what you could actually label as synthetic, what had to be in that bottle to be called a synthetic. And unfortunately, in my way of thinking, that didn't turn out the way it should have, because the definition of synthetic had never been in question. It was in every lubrication engineer's handbook and without dropping into the weeds or sounding geeky, it was taking two lightweight molecules and synthesizing them to make a heavyweight lubricating molecule. That was the definition. Easy to understand. You could get it right on every test when the question was asked. But in this argument between Castrol and Mobil, the effort was being made by Mobil to stretch that definition. I mean, by Castrol to stretch that definition to include some very highly refined oil that in the past had just been called a very high viscosity, pure base oil, but never was it called a synthetic. But Castrol was selling it as a synthetic, and Mobil was challenging them that they could not do that. And in this dispute that went on and was finally decided in Castrol's favor because the American Petroleum Institute removed the definition of synthetic from their handbook of definitions, saying that, well, we're not going to define synthetic as a chemical action anymore because it's been decided now that synthetic is just a marketing term. So it'd be kind of like saying that your radial tire is just a marketing term now, and we can sell you any kind of tire, just label it as radial because it's just a marketing term. Well, okay, so Mobil at that time warned in their outgoing statement that this would open the door for down the road for people to begin to make oil and label it synthetic, when in fact it was not anywhere close to that. The type of oil that Castrol wanted to label as synthetic was a very, very high quality type of refined petroleum that is really an outstanding oil, but it was just was not, by chemistry, it was not synthetic, but it's a fine oil. But now what has happened is that we have moved even a step lower. And let me try to explain that. I know I'm running out of time here in this first segment, but we classify oils as group 1, group 2, group 3, and group 4. Historically, group 1 was you get it out of the ground and filter it and refine some of the bad chunks out of it, and that'll be, you can put additives in it, and that's a lubricating oil. That was sold for a lot of years. Now, group 2 requires you to further refine it and really get it cleaned up and make it a good base stock, and that's what most petroleum oils in the United States are made out of today if you buy them. Group 3 was another process of really, really refinery cracking this stuff and breaking up the molecules and then recombining them, and that was what we call Group 3 hydrocracked. And then Group 4 was the original real synthetics, these terms like polyalpha olefins and esters, these silicons and these things. This is all Group 4, very, very high-performance base oils that are actually engineered and made, not just refined, to their best condition. So when we dropped down to Group 3 for Castrol, that was enough of a saying that they said that hydrocracked oil could be synthetic.
Mm-hmm.
But they slipped a fast one on us, Bob, and the latest stuff they're using is called hydro-treated, not hydro-cracked. And it sounds so close, but it's not close. It means that the oil is chemically purified, and it is a Group 2 base oil, and nobody in their wildest imagination in 1995 ever thought that Group 2 oil, no matter how clean it is, would ever be sold as synthetic. But it's being sold now, and what the problem is that it will undercut the price of real synthetic, and so it's selling an imposter, and it's damaging the reputation of real synthetic. And this is just, to me, a member of the lubrication industry, this is just an absolute atrocious direction that's gone in this. And I, you know, to our listeners, what I'm trying to say to them is you're going to have to be really careful now when you buy something that's labeled as synthetic. And if you think the price is too good, it probably is because it's not real synthetic. And so when we come back from the break, I'll try to say why I think that matters to the consumer, and then we'll get on with some good questions.
That sounds great. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. Dan Watson will be with us for the entire hour, and we'll continue to get his thoughts on this very important topic, something we all need to listen to Dan about, because there's an awful lot of stuff out there that's being sold that isn't what they're pretending to be. So we'll have more on that straight ahead here on AutoLoop.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba-Nubs, free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No. Someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Dan Watson is with us, CEO of BluePage.com. We're talking about glorified petroleum being sold as synthetic. Yes, it is happening out there, and Dan is giving us a word of warning before we get into your questions. And Dan, I'm not surprised. Here in 2019, consumers are challenged with so many different options and choices, and there's a lot of confusion, and especially at the state level, there isn't the governing, the overseeing of products like there really should be.
there's not. And I said when we came back, I was going to say why I think it makes a difference to know on these products is that when you buy a substitute that is actually there, hydro-treated, and this stuff is called synthetic, you're getting a decent quality, better performing petroleum than you might otherwise get, but you will end up paying prices usually for this that will be sold making you think that you bought synthetic. And it does take more money to make a true synthetic engine oil. The base stocks are more expensive than the petroleum. So what happens is you go to a lube place, someplace to change your oil, and they sell you a synthetic oil change. Now, my experience is, and I'm in this business, is that if you get that oil change for, let's say, I don't know, $59, $69, something, whatever it happens to be, let's just pick the $69, okay? That $69 is based on paying the service center, actually paying for a true synthetic engine oil. When somebody comes in and says, hey, well, let me sell you this synthetic for half the price of that synthetic, it's really hard for them to say no thanks, because now they don't drop the price of their synthetic oil chains. It's just a much larger profit margin to do that. And so what we have out in the marketplace is when you go in to get a synthetic oil change, I highly advise you to ask for your oil change, your synthetic, by name, okay? Tell them that you want, hopefully they'll go in and tell them you want an AMSOIL oil change. That would suit me fine. But if not, I would suggest that you tell them that you want a mobile synthetic oil change. Maybe you can do Castrol and maybe you can do Valvoline, but I did some research and I'm not sure that that's holding up either. But anyway, I wouldn't say it isn't, but be careful. You can go online and you can look for the determinations on these things. What is bad is when you find that most of the companies have gotten smart and they don't want to tell you what the base stock is. They'll just tell you it's synthetic. Because they can. Legally, they can tell you that after that 1995 ruling, and it's ridiculous, okay? It's like, well, I can lie to you because it's legal, okay? But you're just going to have to do the best you can. I can tell you that when you buy AMSOIL synthetics, that's the one thing that we still can hold out and say is this is a real McCoy, true synthetic engine oil. And we may be priced a little bit above some of the other guys because we're continuing to give you what you're paying for rather than having you buy something which is in name only what it is. So that's my my blithering for this week of complaint about where this stuff has gone. So why don't we just get to some questions and maybe I'll be in a better mood. Are you there, Bob?
Broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Back live with Dan Watson, CEO of TheLubePage.com. Dan is explaining the DPF cleaning cycle, known as regeneration, and the side effects thereof. And Dan, you're doing such a wonderful job of explaining a very complicated item and bringing it right down to folks like myself and all of our great listeners.
Well, it is, on its face, it's a pretty simple process, but as you know, like I said, from theory to practice, taking this theory and putting it into the vehicle where it's going to work. And what I was getting to before the break was, the EPA sprung this so fast on the diesel community of what they were going to require, and they weren't waiting till the next year, although they came in late with what they were asking. It was too late for the year model, but they demanded it on the year model, which was such a situation that Volkswagen did not produce a vehicle that year. There's no, I think it's 2007, there is no 2007 Volkswagen turbo diesel. They stayed with the 2006, kept producing it, and then the 2008 is when they were able to incorporate the changes required here in the U.S. by the EPA because it came into the system so late. Well, what GM and Ford for the Powerstroke, GM for the Duramax, and Dodge for the Cummins turbo diesel, they all decided the only thing they could do is use their installed system with the computer system to actually use the injector to inject raw fuel into the exhaust system, that it would take that down through the exhaust and reach the diesel particulate filter, virtually catch it on fire with the diesel and burn out the carbon and clean it up, and that regeneration cycle would be completed. Now, that's a pretty crafty way to get around having to install new equipment. One of the side effects we're talking about here, one of the things that happened during this process, is that every one of these vehicles, because when you get diesel going out on the exhaust stroke, what it would do is it could wash past the rings. And when it did that, we begin to accumulate raw diesel in the crankcase oil, the motor oil that's in the engine. And we saw numbers as high as 10, 12, 14% fuel contamination in these systems using this regeneration process. Now, prior to this, when they started this, if you did an oil sample on a diesel engine and you had 5% fuel contamination, that was called a condemnation limit. You drained the oil and got rid of it. But here we set up a system.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Attorney General William Barr told lawmakers he expects to send Special Counsel Robert Mueller's full report to Congress by mid-April, if not sooner. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin on NBC's Meet the Press.
Sally Yates had an important column just a day or two ago. She said, remember, at the heart of this was the Russian interference in our election. To stop them from doing it again, to find out what conduct helped them or hurt them, we ought to see the full Mueller report that gets into the counterintelligence phase. So it does have application to what we do moving forward. Let's release the entire report. Let the American people see what happened.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney said yes when asked on ABC's This Week if he can guarantee that Americans will not lose coverage if the Affordable Care Act is struck down, adding that the debate about pre-existing conditions is over.
Both parties support them, and anyone telling you anything different is lying to you for political gain.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you driving, Cadillac there?
Yes, indeed. We're back in line. I lost electricity just for a minute or so in my humble studio, and that disconnected me from the network, and then I had to wait for my computer to go through its dance to get back connected with the network. But I am here. Dan Watson is here as well, and we've got your questions standing by. And Dan, apologize for that. Did you have any loss of power? Because I know you're in the same neck of the woods.
No, I usually you can lose power here on a sunny day. It's very unreliable, but not this time.
There's so much building in Orlando proper. Probably something to do with that. There's an awful lot of building going on. So you want to dive into the questions from the
folks?
Yeah,
let's just do some questions now.
All right, great. Art in California sent us a note. He says, what is the best fuel additive for cleaning my direct-injected gasoline engine? We've heard this one before.
Yeah, I guess it's something that we keep going over because people don't quite understand the technology going on. But here's, to put this in a nutshell, you can't clean some critical parts of your direct injected engine with a fuel additive as a cleaner. Now, why is that? Well, when we have a direct injected engine, we've got an injector that's in the cylinder. That's why it means direct injected. And it's going to inject that fuel right into the cylinder on the compression stroke so that we get a fuel air mixture and we're ready to go. Now, in the past, we would bring in through either a throttle body or multi-port fuel injection, we would be putting some fuel into the incoming airstream so that it was mixed up with the air, and then when the intake valve opened and the piston was going down and it sucked that volume of air and gas mixture in, and then just about the time it reached the bottom, it starts up, the valve closes, and it creates compression, and the spark plug sets it off, and away we go. We have power in that stroke. Now, once you go to direct injecting the gasoline, there's no fuel coming in with the air mixture across the intake valve that opens. And what that means is if I put a cleaner in the fuel, it will not come across the back seat of that intake valve, so I can't clean the intake valve. So in a direct injected engine, you can use a good cleaner to keep the injector tip inside the cylinder clean, to also remove carbon off the top of the piston, try to get some of the carbon loading out of the cylinder. You can do that, but you just can't clean that intake valve. And what that means is that eventually the backside of that intake valve is not going to seat properly against the valve seat, and you're going to end up with some leakage of compression getting past that intake valve when it's shut. So the only solution for that that we know of now is it has to be cleaned either by the dealership or by some shop that has the proper equipment to do it, and they do some type of upper engine cleaning to clean all of the valves, the intake valves and so forth. And so that can be done. I have heard that it's around $190 to $210, somewhere in there, for most of the dealerships that sell these direct injected engines. But to be clear on that, I don't care what additive you buy, nobody's additive can clean someplace that it never touches.
Yeah.
So you just can't clean the intake valve on the back seat. We've explained this before, but it is important to understand because people will get disappointed. AMSOIL makes this what's called performance improver, which is a fantastic fuel additive. But when we get calls complaining that it didn't clean my direct injected engine properly, and the answer is no, it did. It cleaned everything it could clean, but it can't clean what it can't touch. So hopefully that explains that direct injected technology.
Very good information. Let's go to another question from California, maybe listening on our Fresno affiliate station. Alex writes, he flies large model airplanes with small two-stroke engines. I've seen some of the guys using AMSOIL. Which AMSOIL do you recommend for this application? Well, that's kind of cool. First time we've ever got a question on large model airplanes.
Well, I tell you, you've seen them, right, Rob? These guys, when they go out,
Yeah. They
all have this gathering, and they're flying these planes, which will be anywhere from 6 or 8 foot wingspans, with the fuselage maybe being 3 or 4 feet long. They've got some pretty powerful little two-stroke engines in them, and they're called radio controlled, because they're controlled from a transmitter and a box that controls it, and those guys get good. Those were, in fact, the precursors to the modern-day drone, because
Sure. The
guys that developed and used those, they now use similar models that the Marines or the Army, that they just simply get it started, hold it up in their hand, and throw it and launch it, and then it takes off, and it's got cameras and stuff in it, and it can transmit back. But it's just like these model airplanes that people, enthusiasts, let's say, have flown around for, the last 40, 50 years have been flying these things. And the little two-stroke engine in there is quite similar to any other two-stroke, just like you would have in a high-performance weed whacker or something, right? It's the same technology.
Mm-hmm.
But they fly them with different types of fuel and gas, and sometimes they can even buy a little can of pre-mixed fuel. And what we recommend is our 100-to-1 Sabre Professional two-stroke, and we've sold lots of it over the years to these guys because they really push these things, and that synthetic two-stroke engine oil is like caviar to any two-stroke engine. It's fantastic for protection, and it can be mixed in such light mixtures as 100-to-1 and provide total protection. So anytime you can get that mixture down to 101, you get a little bit more burnable fuel in that cylinder than you would otherwise, because the oil displaces fuel when it's mixed in with the oil. I mean, the fuel and the oil are mixed together. So you cut back on the amount of oil, you have more fuel. So these things really like that mixture ratio, and they really run well. And so, for this guy, to answer this guy's question specifically, it is the AMSOIL Sabre Professional two-stroke engine oil.
Good. That's great information to have, because I'm sure we have plenty of folks listening who are into that hobby, and sounds like something cool to be involved with. We've got a question from New York, and Roger is the gentleman with the question. He's got a brand new Honda. Congratulations, Roger. And he has found that it requires 0W16 engine oil. Oil so thin is scary. The only place I can find 0W16 is at the Honda dealer. Is it available from an auto parts store? A good question from Roger, and again, new technology.
Yes, and the 0W16 application has been used in Japan for a couple of years. It's just making it into North America. Now, it's not easy to find. I know that AMSOIL's version has just come out. Mobil has had one for a few months longer than what AMSOIL has. I'm sure some of the other companies are coming out. We'll finish it after the break.
I think that makes a lot of sense. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or shoot me an email, bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com, or danwatson@theloopage.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
The CEO of the Loop Pages, what is Dan Watson? I'm Bob Long. We're taking your questions. Roger in New York wrote us that he has a new Honda requiring 0W16 oil. He's concerned about the thinness of the oil, and he can find it right now just at the Honda dealer. Is it available from an auto parts store? And Dan, you were telling myself and all the listeners around the country and around the world about AMSOIL and this particular configuration of oil.
This 0W16, let me piggyback this on the first segment when I was talking about the glorified petroleum. I'm trying to pass as synthetic. This 0W16 can't tolerate that. It can hardly do it even with the what we call the Group 3 classified synthetic. This stuff has to be a high-quality oil, and in Japan, that's what they expect because they recognize high-quality oil, so they think that the 0W16 will be fine. The problem is that some of the stuff that there's no petroleum that could be 0W16. So it calls for a synthetic, but hopefully it won't get some of this glorified petroleum because that will be causing some problems with a variety of cars. And there are some problems with some of these 0W16s. They've incurred here in the North American market, and quite frankly, I believe it's because of substandard oil that's being sold as 0W16 synthetic, and they're not expecting that. I think that Japan will, the Japanese will probably have to come out with their own spec on what they want when they say synthetic so that they can be sure they get it. In my research I was doing about this, I discovered that in Germany, the only oil that can be called synthetic is what we originally called synthetic, which was the Group 4 chemical-based synthetics. So I find that interesting that these German cars, when they spec out that they want certain oil in them, come to North America or other places. And I wonder if the Germans have kind of figured out that because you said synthetic in Germany, it may not mean the same thing when somebody buys it in North America. So that may be a problem coming down the road. But this 0W16, if your car calls for it and you really can't find it, hey, put 0W20 in the car. Live long and prosper. It will not cause any problems in your car, and it's pretty proven. So if you can't find it, just buy some high, again, those heavy high quality, even in 0W20. So I recommend AMSOIL. If you can't find AMSOIL, then Mobil would be the second choice. But these thin oils, you got to protect yourself by getting the best quality that you can.
And it's certainly easy to understand somebody's concern if they're new to this type of thin oil. But this is the kind of technology that we're seeing in today's engines, as you say, not only variable valve timing and direct injection, but also the use of these very lightweight thin oils. It is not uncommon from a variety of different manufacturers. Gary in Atlanta dropped us an email here, and he's got a 2014 Chevrolet pickup truck. He recently changed the rear end gear oil. Now, when I make a sharp turn, the inside tire skips and chatters. Did I break it, or is there something I can do to fix it? Good question.
Well, he's revealed to us that he has a positive traction rear end. Because, for our listening audience, when you have a positive traction, both wheels pull and turn. Now, contrary to what most people may know, really the right side tire on most automobiles is the power wheel, and the left tire doesn't really put on much power at all. And so what happens is when you turn a corner, you can think about this. Here's our geometry lesson of the day. Okay, I have two circles. One circle being made by the inside tire, one circle being made by the outside tire. Now, the circle made by the outside tire is bigger than the circle made by the inside tire. So if I went around the circumference, it's quite a bit larger than the inside because they're separated by about 6 or 7 feet, whatever the width of that axle is between the tires. So if I'm going around a corner and I have a positive traction rear end, both wheels are trying to turn the same amount, which means that the outside wheel is going to turn an equal number of times as the inside wheel, but the inside wheel is not going to go the same distance. So what happens is it starts skipping and bouncing because that's what happens. Now, the rear end in these positive traction rear ends, they're made, and the way the axle actually receives its power from the differential gears in the pumpkin back there is by some clutches, some heavy-duty clutch faces that engage that axle. Now, you have to use what's called a friction modifier in those type of rear ends, and that will allow that clutch on the inside wheel to slip as it needs to so that it doesn't have to turn as many times as the outside wheel, and hence no more skipping and bouncing and bumping because the tire now doesn't have to turn as many turns as the outside tire in a shorter circle. So these additives that you get, they're designed specifically for that. And so apparently, probably Gary didn't realize that in his Chevy pickup he had a positive traction rear end. And when he changed the gear oil, he didn't put in the friction modifier additive. A slip lock, it's usually called. Some type of slip lock, okay? And that's what it means, to slip that locked up clutch to allow that difference in the number of revolutions you got to make to get around that corner. It's a typical thing that happens a lot, and Gary shouldn't feel too bad about it surprising him, because sometimes when you buy a pickup or a truck or a car from somebody, you don't really get all that information of whether it was a positive traction rear end or what it had. But Gary, you got a positive traction rear end, you're going to have to put some slip lock in there, and it'll take care of your problem.
Great advice. Dan Watson is with us. You can reach Dan via email anytime, danwatson@theloopage.com. And you can also call Dan, and I guarantee you he will call you back. He's very busy, so it may take a day or two, but he will get back to you. And what's that best number for personal inside advice from Dan?
That would be 800-370-2986, nationwide, toll-free.
Very good. Willie in Macomb, Georgia, has some muscle cars from the late 60s. Well, that sounds terrific, Willie.
Yeah, I like fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I heard you mention the need for oils with sufficient additives to protect the cams and lifters in these cars. Will I damage the cars using SN plus rated oils? Interesting question and a very important one.
Well, it's good because we get the question about should I use oils with high zinc, but we rarely get asked the question, well, what if I were just using this SN plus modern, latest modern rated engine oil? Would it damage the car? And the answer to that is you probably wouldn't if you were using a 40 or a 50 weight oil in that older car. If you're using a 30 oil, which you should not be using a 20 in the cars in the late 60s, but if you're using a 30 and it was SN plus rated, it would be a low additive package with that lightweight oil for that application. Now, you could probably squeeze by if you had a 40 weight, but my suggestion is that you go ahead and look and find oils that are rated for that vintage of vehicle. Now, in the AMSOIL line, we have these oils called Z-Rod, and they're made to have high volumes of zinc and phosphorus. Here's the thing about that vintage of vehicle. A lot of them had what they call solid lifters. What that meant was you've just got a slug of metal that's solid, and it's the actual thing at the end of the lifter riding over the camshaft. Now, if you have sufficient oil film and high levels of zinc, phosphorus, maybe sulfur, whatever's in that particular oil, you'd get protection. But without it, you might start wearing that camshaft out.
So it's very important to listen to Dan's advice. And Dan, I can't believe it, but the hour went very fast. We'll talk to you next week, same time, same place.
All right, we'll do it, Bob. See you then.
Sounds great. Dan Watson at thelubepage.com. Shoot him an email. I'm Bob
Long. This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.